Denmark's prime minister said Thursday the country was ready to allow U.S. military troops on its soil as part of a new bilateral defense agreement with the U.S. amid rising tensions with Russia. Mette Frederiksen told reporters the exact nature of this collaboration has not yet been defined, but it could include the presence of U.S. troops, material, and military equipment on Danish soil, end quote. Denmark is a member of NATO. Meanwhile, convoys of U.S. military equipment and vehicles were being driven to an army base in eastern Romania Thursday after being flown into the country hours earlier. The convoys are heading for a military base as efforts continue to bolster NATO's eastern flank amid fears that Russia may be planning to invade Ukraine. An extra 1,000 U.S. troops are being deployed to Romania as part of NATO's response. Impatient states aren't waiting for Washington as public frustration with pandemic restrictions grows. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
With the nation weary of pandemic restrictions, three more governors, including two Democrats, announced plans Wednesday to end mask mandates. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul.
The trends are very, very, very positive.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
February 28th, we will lift the indoor mask requirement.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts.
It's another big step forward.
Earlier this week, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware made similar announcements. Meanwhile, Canadian truckers continue their blockade, protesting Canada's COVID restrictions. In Washington, Republican Senator Ted Cruz chimed in.
The Canadian truckers are standing up for freedom.
I'm Mike Gracia.
The mayor of Canada's Windsor said Thursday the authorities were prepared to physically remove protesting truckers if needed, as the shutdown of crucial U.S.-Canada trade route threatens to damage the economies. This is VOA News. French police warned Thursday that they would prevent so-called freedom convoys from blocking routes in Paris ahead of a possible standoff